This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. I'm Wesley Blix from Greenfield, and this is my story, Sweet Disaster. Sweet Disaster is a story that had been begging to be told for a long time. Every time a companion would see me staring a little too long or anxiously at the sky, or listening to a little too intently to a siren, or brooding at the horizon from the perch of my surfboard, Valley Voices turned out to be the right venue for that telling. Both the audience and our host, Vanessa Cirillo, were welcoming and encouraging and helped to take the anxiety out of what could have been another in a suite of huge disasters. I went to my first horror movie, my first disaster movie, when I was 8 years old. I was kind of deprived, kind of a late bloomer when it came to disaster. I went with my couple of friends, and I was already terrified when I heard somebody calling my name. And up the darkened steps of the movie theater came this slouching, dark figure going, "Wesley, Wesley." Now, my friends, they kind of cowered in their chairs, but I was really compelled by the mystery of it all. It was a great mystery to me. So I stood up and I said, I'm Wes. I'm Wesley. And all of a sudden, there was a hand pulled me out into the aisle by my sleeve. And he looked at me and he said, "We're going home." Now, it turned out it was my father. And Dad apparently had heard about a tornado watch on the radio, and he had decided that it was better to snatch me from the jaws of a remote chance of disaster and deliver me to the jaws of complete humiliation in front of my friends. When I finally came up out of the basement after Dad had issued the all-clear signal, I was actually kind of elated. I felt kind of enthusiastic about the whole thing. I had survived a tornado watch. Not even a warning, but a tornado watch. In Connecticut, of all places. It wasn't even Kansas. And I remember going out onto the back porch, and it was a gorgeous afternoon. Not a cloud in the sky. All my friends were out there playing, and they, of course, gave me grief for having deserted them. But I felt this wonderful sense of ease. I felt like the captain of a ship on the bridge of a ship that's about to enter perilous waters. I looked up at the sky, and I watched because I knew something would appear. There'd be a funnel cloud of some kind. There'd be some disaster that would reveal itself to me. And I stayed out there watching the skies until I finally had to go into bed. Now, it shouldn't be any surprise that I eventually became a member of a Red Cross disaster action team and a lifeguard. And one evening, some years later, as I was patrolling the beach, I heard somebody scream, "Help him, help that boy." And I immediately dove into the water and rode a riptide out to this young man who was in severe distress. He was about to go under. I pulled him around the riptide. Stroke after stroke after stroke got closer to shore. I couldn't breathe. I actually had this illusion that I could breathe water, but my head would only briefly break the surface of the water. And I got him in around the riptide, and I immediately went out for his sister, who had gone out to try to help him. And then I went out for his mother, who had gone out to help his sister. And then I went out for the father, who had gone out to help them all. One by one, I brought them in, and I was in my element. This is what I was born for. I would have kept bringing them in all evening if I could have. I'd still be out there bringing them in if I could. And I don't tell a story out of any sense of bravery, because I wasn't, well, okay, I was brave, yes. That was brave. But I tell a story because I was compelled. I had no choice. I would have done it again and again and again and again. And even now, today, when weathercasters say, hey, get out there and have a good, it's going to be a beautiful day, get out there and have a good time, I think, no, not me. I'm going to be on the back porch. I'm going to be on the back porch watching the skies for a funnel cloud or any kind of dark cloud. I'll be out there watching for that grand and glorious disaster that I know is coming, and I'll be ready to respond. Thank you.
That was Wesley Blixt telling his story, Sweet Disaster, at NEPM Story Slam with the theme Elementary that we held at the Shea Theater in Turner's Falls last year. I'm Katie Wright. I'm the producer of the Valley Voices podcasts. There are so many more great stories coming every week as part of our Summer Shorts series, so make sure you're subscribed to NEPM's Valley Voices podcast feed through NEPM.org or wherever you sign up for podcasts so you won't miss a story. Valley Voices is a co-production of NEPM and the Academy of Music Theater. Thanks for listening.